even better.
Live, uncensored, Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
All right, and so is the guest, Representative Jim Guest, Missouri House of Representatives. And, Jim, did you want to respond to anything else our previous caller, Doug, said?
I was just thinking, the gentleman from Texas there, he said, people, you know, I think, he said, walking around with his grandchildren, and I think the common people, everyday people, identify with Ron Paul, and I think that's why he's doing so well. You know, people out there don't necessarily want a politician. I think they want more of a statesman like he is, willing to say what's right. You know, it may not always be popular, but I think they respect somebody who says it from the heart and believes it, instead of, as I say, I think he's the only one that's got a different message than the rhetoric that all the other candidates are putting out there.
Well, you know that's true. And as I've often said on this show, you go back in time and you look at America's change of policy, its direction changed around the beginning of the previous century with the enactment of the Federal Reserve and the income tax, and then getting us right into a world war. The American public was a lot wiser than the leadership of this country. Yet the leadership of this country had the media on their side. The media owned them, and they could direct the thoughts of the American public to accept things that should never have been accepted. And unfortunately, that's the same thing is true today as was then. The people themselves have a lot more common sense when given a chance to express it, Jim, at the voting booth with a choice, not an echo, than the media give them credit for. But this global elite, this Council on Foreign Relations dominated group of people, of course, they feel they know better, and they know what's best for all of us. And whether we agree with Ron Paul or not is not even the issue. He's not a candidate as far as they're concerned, because he is opposed to taking us further down the direction of ruin, of destruction, of loss of sovereignty, of internationalism, of globalism. So he doesn't know what's good for America. We do. And that's the elite mentality of this clique that runs the world, you see?
You bet. This, you know, one world global power, you know, globalism, we've got those who, that's their intent, is to, as you say, they're going to do what they want to do, not necessarily what's in the best interest of the people. And as we mentioned earlier, you know, the special interests
absolutely
have control. And that's why, you know, just sometimes even changing the presidency, it's difficult to change. You know, government tends to go on. But I think Ron Paul would be a different force in there. And, you know, you can't make changes overnight, but he would certainly give us a different feeling. I think it would be a feeling of confidence, you know, if he was in there, if he gets in there then. And the people would have more faith in him than they would in some of these others.
Well, yeah, ideally that would be true, because of what he represents. He's not part of the system. He's really been an outsider on the inside for the years that he's been in Congress. But as you know, he's been shunted and shunned and ignored by the powerful elite. He would never be in a leadership position in the Congress because he doesn't go along to get along. And that's what the public needs so sorely today, is an honest president, an honest vice president, an honest administration. But, you know, it's like, hey, we get what we deserve. And I don't think that we always deserve, as a whole, the worst. But unfortunately, as a nation, we haven't been paying attention. We've been too busy building up our businesses and doing all of these things, and we allowed a bunch of criminals to take control, essentially, is what it comes down to. And Bill Clinton didn't care about America. George Bush doesn't care about America. What they care about is power and building a new world order. So, Ron
That's
Paul,
right.
God bless him. We'll be right back. Stay tuned for more. Jim, our guest, Jim Guest, and Leslie will be next on the program. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. Be right back.
Mm-hmm.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
And we return now with our guest, Jim Guest, who is a State House representative from Missouri. And we have Leslie from Virginia now. Hello, Leslie.
Hello, Rick, and hello, Mr. Guest. With your permission, Rick, I'd like to chime in about the concern about your caller about the tainted Arkansas blood coming out of the prison.
Go ahead.
The contact point he needs to call, because this, from my understanding, suit was filed from Canada, and I don't know how that was squashed, but the point being, the first two people that can help him immensely would be L.D. Brown, who wrote Crossfire. Now, he's the former head of Arkansas State Troopers. L.D. Brown. He found religion, and he wrote a book, and he's also the guy that put out about how Foster was Hillary's lover for years on C-SPAN during the impeachment on Halloween night with Alan Keyes and Barr from Georgia and Linda Tripp. He put that out in front of the White House, and C-SPAN covered that. And the other guy is Larry Nichols. And Larry Nichols is on various shows, and he can contact him at 501-329-1159. Again, 501-329-1159. And Larry was very close to them, and he's he can tell them, give them good information as well.
Yes, I know of Larry, yes.
Yeah, and he needs to contact them, and he can answer and help him immensely. As far as your guest is concerned, I agree with everything you have to say. However, I think we need to go to the heart of the matter, and that is the conflicts of interest that these people have that they claim to represent. I mean, the media is owned by the Council of Foreign Relations. We know that. And their members are quite involved.
Mm-hmm.
But what is so important is that these representatives, Jim, you can help me out on this, the disclosure that you filed with the state of Missouri, we can safely say it's quite limited in what is revealed about you to the citizens. And then the reason why I'm bringing this up, we had the Limited Partnership Act of 1986, and that requirement no longer required anyone to file your names and interest of a limited partnership with the circuit court.
Mm-hmm.
And only the general partner was required to be revealed, which was typically 1%. This is how they were able to get this savings and loan scam through,
mm-hmm.
because the audit trail was totally broken. And this is how the savings and loan it was thrown to the taxpayers. In other words, we picked up the bill.
Yes.
But worse than this, here we've got judges, we've got these senators, we've got these representatives, and they do not follow disclosure, such as a federal state employee or a state employee. And this is how they're able to, with the Limited Partnership Act of 86, which this is outrageous. Meanwhile, because you're talking about national ID and all this criteria on the citizens, what about our so-called representatives? The system we had in 1986 prior to that with limited partnerships worked quite nicely. In other words, if somebody tried to defraud me or you, Rick, we were able to go to the courthouse, mm-hmm. you know, go to the percentages, who are these people, and whatever. No longer today.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we need to address the money changers and go after the beast itself, because whoever controls the gold is controlling the laws. And like I said, I agree with everything you have to say as far as NAFTA, national ID, we're going right down the line. But I think we need to concentrate on going after these. I mean, you take our president. Here, he, you know, and this is according to The Guardian, you know, not my opinion. He's got a substantial compensation is being given to the Bush family from the Carlyle Group to his father and himself. The point being, you know, we keep hearing how he paid $200,000 in income taxes. This is a joke. This is a total joke. The Carlyle Group is making billions off of this military complex. And that's what's not being in. You look at Halliburton, you go right down the line, you look at Ms. Mm-hmm. Feinstein and her husband.
Yep.
I mean, of course these people are going to... They are controlled by the international corporations. And worse yet, these are the same people that are heading our intelligence with lack of disclosure. And meanwhile, the federal employee goes in there and he has to give every stock transaction, you name it, right down the line.
Jim?
You see what the problem is?
Sure. Jim, why don't you respond? Leslie's had a lot to say, but I'm sure you have some feelings.
She's right on.
Yes.
Right on. Maybe she needs to continue on. Yeah, the conflict of interest disclosure, the one we mm-hmm. fill out here in Missouri, is it's rather limited. I think, like I said, limited partnerships, you can get by on that. You're supposed mm-hmm. to list, I know you're some of your stock holdings and your real estate holdings, but then it's pretty easy to get around it, you know, and most of them
and
at the state level don't, huh?
Yes, Jim, and this is exactly how they have taken over our government, because here, a state, as you know, Jim, a state employee or federal employee, you look at the disclosure they have to file. I mean, you from A to Z, and you look at how they want to control our citizens. It's unbelievable. But meanwhile, the people that are overseeing these agencies, and I'm talking about the judges as well, Jim, as you well know.
Yes, absolutely.
And this is how they're able to to continue with these conflicts of interest without the knowledge of the public. The public has got to go after the number one thing, in my view, Jim, so we can truly address who is controlling these people. And just ask them to file a form that any state, federal, or local employee has to file. And they'll tell you, you know what? They'll never do it.
Yep, I know right
now. Ron Paul probably will. And this is why they're totally controlled.
Yeah,
totally controlled.
Right, right. He understands that.
Well,
no
Jim,
question about it.
How can we go back to and get this outrageous limited partnership of 86 to start off with, to go back to the proper accounting procedures and disclosure that we had years ago? And how can we go back to our basic principles in accounting as far as disclosure is concerned so we can take the beast on head on?
You know, you have to get people in, elected officials who want to do the right thing. And that's the start to, you know, at the federal level, get those. I agree with you, the conflict of interest on judges when they set down decisions. If we had a disclosure for our presidential candidates here and their financial interest or gain on some of these issues that I've mentioned, I think you can see that there was a real tie-in. That's why you've got some presidential candidates who want to see this database on all Americans. They've got
That's
a financial
right.
interest in there.
That's right. They want to control the Americans, but meanwhile, yeah. meanwhile, they will not comply or with a simple disclosure that a federal, state, local employee has to follow. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that just truly amazing? Otherwise, they'd be in jail, as you well know, Jim.
And it's all because the American public is kept in the dark by the same media, as you point out, that has the same holdings and the same interests, and these reporters don't dare cross over that line.
Jim, you talked about the unions. Well, you know, Charles Sweeney, head of AFL-CIO, you're quite aware that he's Council of Foreign Relations.
Absolutely,
member.
Yeah. He knows.
He sold his members out at a stroke of a pen. Sold them out.
Yeah.
And this will continue until we get some sunshine and we go after the disclosure. We need to focus on we need to follow the money. This is where the action is. And I'll tell you one thing, these rats will run for cover. If we put a flashlight on them through a disclosure process, they'll be long gone and the international corporations will have no use for them. None. They're useless. Totally useless.
It's amazing what a little light and sunshine would do to it, wouldn't it?
Absolutely.
Leslie, by the way, if you need anybody on your legislative staff or speechwriters, Leslie is available.
Boy, she's doing a great job.
You see all of the emotion and the devotion in her voice. Is what we need, more Leslies out there doing the job and getting it done.
Yeah, which office are you running for, Leslie?
Mm-hmm. Leslie's not running for any office, are you, Leslie?
In fact, I'm very proud to say our Congressman Virgil Good has got a bill out. Right. Are you aware of that, Virgil Good?
Yes.
Okay. But the point being is I want to go at a lot faster pace than the because as you know, as of today, the president was back pushing the immigration bill, blah, 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 and how the Americans want it, which is a total lie. 70% of the American people did not want it. What was it? The other 15% didn't even know what he was talking about. And
that's just about true on any issue.
What is so damning is that, as you know, in Article 4, Section 4, he had executive responsibility to seal our borders to protect us from the invasion of Mexico. He violated that. And now they have the audacity to tell us, Jim, to tell us that we need an amnesty bill to deal with our borders. And now we had the Homeland Secretary tell us the same political lingo. Man, how dumb do they take us for? And that is what's so insulting. The way they speak to the American people, Jim.
Right.
I was wondering how dumb do you think we are when they say that 80%, 70% of the people are in favor of this bill. You know, I think the accuracy on that was plus or minus 100%. The question they ask was not related to the same as what the bill is. I just read that here this evening.
Well, that's true. Nothing about the specifics of the bill.
Jim,
once again, media duplicity.
Much.
Yeah, thank you, Leslie, for your passion and your devotion. All right, we'll be back with more calls for our guest, Jim Guest. Stay tuned. I'm Rick Adam.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
All righty. Well, there you go. Bill Clinton's double. His copy, huh? All right. We're back now with Representative from Missouri, Jim Guest. And, Jim, we have a fellow constituent or Missourian on the lines who's had a lot of problems with the Department of Family Services and his children, his family, being ripped apart by them. And he is Wolfgang. Wolfgang, welcome back to the program tonight.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
All right. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, pretty good. I just walked about 10 blocks to get to a payphone to call you.
Oh, I know. You called in last night, and I know you expressed the urgency of your situation. And maybe you should mention to Jim a little bit about your situation if he doesn't know. Jim, do you know Wolfgang?
I don't know Wolfgang, but I got a good friend of his call me about noon today and kind of filled me in on the story.
Okay.
And I got part of it on the email here, and it's very sad and disconcerting to hear a story like that, and you wonder how something like that could take place. But unfortunately, we hear these stories now and then, but then
Well, that's the department. We're seeing that all over the country, various state governments taking action against families and separating them without any legal process whatsoever. And here, his family, his children were taken from him. He just had another baby. Wolfgang, why don't you relate the situation to him and see if we can get some help for you.
Yes, sir. My wife had a newborn baby, and it was a Liberty Hospital in Liberty, Missouri. It was a newborn. Actually, it was premature, so they classified it themselves as a crisis assessment, is what they called it. We had to transfer the baby down to Children's Mercy Hospital here in Kansas City, and then they tried to force me to apply for Medicaid or Medicare, and I wouldn't do that. So they stepped in with Department of Family Services and stole all my kids because they said I was not worthy to have children because I didn't have insurance.
Because you didn't have insurance and because you refused to take government help either through the Medicaid or the Medicare program?
Right, exactly, sir.
Hmm.
So they tried to force me to get their insurance. I didn't want to do that. And they took our children. And it's been very devastating for my family. I've been working at the Patriot Movement for at least 15 to 16 years on my website, inyourface.tv. I do TV shows all over the place. In fact, I am going to try to cover Ron Paul tomorrow at the Uptown Theater here in Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
I will see you there then.
Even though all of this stuff is being thrown at me, I'm continuing to do my job in the Patriot community, but it's really difficult when they have stolen my kids.
Yeah, how can we have these state agencies do that to, you know, break up the families when, you know, you're working to keep your family there? And, you know, unfortunately, tragedy does hit the various people, and, you know, that's when you need to be there to help them and not tear them apart.
Now, Jim, you in the state legislature, you mentioned Financial Oversight Committee, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, when you see these budgets come before you, you must hear these stories of abuse and how taxpayers' money is being siphoned off by these agencies that are literally being bribed by the federal government. I mean, what kind of scrutiny can you give it, and can you impose on this system?
Actually, the fiscal oversight that I have, those are bills that come through that has a fiscal impact to the state.
Right.
So we just consider whether the fiscal note is accurate or not, and it's at the committee level that you hear all the testimony that Wolfgang would be testifying for, you know.
Right, right.
Why or what gives the state the right or what authority do they have to take the children away from him? And so that's where that testimony would be heard.
Right. What I'd like to know is where is there a jurisdiction to take my children from me?
Right offhand, I cannot think of any.
None.
Jurisdiction. Now, are you have you contacted your local state senator or state representative? I assume you have.
I've made some inquiries to that, yes. But
okay.
So far, I haven't really heard back from them yet, but I'm waiting for it.
Okay.
Well, let's see if you can contact Jim Guest, and maybe tomorrow, if you could be there when Ron Paul is there, maybe you could meet with him for a few minutes and set up an appointment where maybe he can give you some more help.
Right.
How's that, Wolfgang?
I sure could do that. Friends of mine know the owner of the Uptown Theater. His name is Larry Sell, and they're going to put me in contact with certain people that can get things done. So I told them in court yesterday, I'm rounding up an army of people to come against you. I'm not kidding.
Yep.
I won't promise anything, but I got a very good staff person who is able to get to the core and usually get some, can't always get all problems solved, but at least able to get to the person who can usually help solve them. So, yeah, I'll be glad to meet with you tomorrow and get some more particulars and see if we can't get to the root of this and get some of this straightened out, at least so you get your children back with you.
That'd be great.
All right, Wolfgang.
My little 2-year-old boy, his name is Jesse. His middle name is Quantrell.
Quantrell.
And I'm a fighter.
I love it.
We're going to bring it to them.
All right. Let us know how you make out again, Wolfgang, tomorrow night.
Okay,
and,
Rick.
Representative Jim Guest, I want to thank you for being our guest for the last 90 minutes. We've got to move along, but we'll have you back. How's that?
Hey, that'll be good.
It's been a pleasure taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you again, and God bless you.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
And we're back now, and we thank the representative for being with us tonight. I think he's a pretty decent straight shooter and a pretty honest man. What is he doing in politics anyway? But listen, anyway, if you'd like to email him, his email address is as follows. Pen and paper, please. His email is jim.guest@house.mo.missouri.gov. You can email him direct. jim.guest@house.mo.gov. All right, that's it. Now let's go back to the phones and speak with Henry, I believe. Hello, Henry.
Yes, hello, hi.
Hi, Henry.
Hi, how you doing?
Good.
All right, I want to make this very quick. I won't take much of your time.
You have time. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I know, but I want to make it quick because it's not a long thing. I want to ask you two things. One is I'm going to bring up something about a recyclable can I found on the street, but the other thing has to do with some law. But the other thing, I want to ask you something about Rhode Island. Yesterday you said that there was some type of law that, like an old lady, if she had a lawn tall or something like that, and she could get fined or something. There is such a law like that in Rhode Island?
Well, it's city. It's really not a state law, but it's city by city that some cities or towns have ordinances.
Okay.
That would allow for harassment, if you will, of people. They call it, you know, land use. They call it, you know, protection of the environment, the neighborhood, safety, and so forth. But what it really comes down to is harassment, interference, and control. Overzealous bureaucrats, you know, can make it an issue if they want to. It's not something that happens too often. But it is there on a citywide basis, not a statewide basis.
Right. So it could be more like Providence and Warwick, but not necessarily other places. But they
can't.
But they can't fine you.
Exactly.
Because see,
particularly as you get into the cities where the population density is greater, you know.
Okay. Yeah. Because I'll tell you, as much as I don't like New York, they don't have a law like that, but. What I'm thinking of is, what are these real estate investors who buy the homes and let's say they keep them boarded up, or even if they're not boarded up, and the lands get tall, they won't do anything to them, but if there's somebody there who's just struggling to get by and maintain their house, then they'll be ticketing them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. I do know what you're saying. And
yeah.
That, you know, that also applies, for instance, in a situation in the wintertime when there's too much snow on the ground and... you know, that, say, an individual who lives alone cannot possibly shovel and doesn't maybe have the wherewithal to have someone come and shovel them, sometimes they possibly will get some notice in the mail about the having to do with taking care of their walkways and their sidewalks. And, you know, this is the big thing. I always thought the sidewalks were the property or the domain of the town. And the city.
Yeah, I always
and therefore
thought that
you're
too.
Not responsible for the sidewalks, but there's a legal question about that as to whether or not that's the case. And I don't have the answer on that one, to be honest with you. But
yeah, you know,
I
see what you're saying. Yeah, because I wondered about that too, because I see all this money that we're spending. And not that I'm really a staunch Marxist or socialist or something like that, but
I
if you're paying, well, no, not really. I'm not a communist, but all this stuff with the money, you know, I'm thinking that I see broken up sidewalks and stuff, you know, in some places around here, you know, not everywhere though. You know, I thought that was the domain of the city too, you know, more or less if you're paying property taxes. Now, related to this subject but similar to it, I'll tell you this real quickly. Tonight, I happen to found, you know, these recyclable cans that some people find, and not that I really need it, but sometimes, if I find cans, you can get 5 cents off.
Yeah.
It was a Budweiser can, so
sure.
I'm bringing it into the store here to pick up, you know, pick up a cigar or something. The can is open. It's obviously, the thing is empty. And the people that own it are foreigners. And that's another thing, too. All these Arabs and some of these foreigners, although they're not everywhere like down in the city, like in New York, but they're all around. And they're owning some of these smaller stores, and sometimes it's just where they're just struggling to get by. And this guy's telling me not to bring this and that with the can in the store, like as if I should know better, that kind of crap. So then I told him, I said, no, make this very quick. So I told him, I said, no, I said, this is a recyclable can I found on the street. I said, I don't drink Budweiser. So then he's going this and that, and he's telling me there's some state, which there is some state law in Connecticut that all beer and whatever can't be sold after 9 o'clock. I don't know whether it's a religious thing or what, but then he turns around, changes around, and tells me not to bring something in before 9 o'clock. But it's still, it's some Arab foreigner, so I'm kind of linking this to what I heard about France, when in France, they're, you know, it's French people, they're European, and they're bringing these Islamic people into their country, which don't belong there anyway, and they have this soup kitchen where they're giving out the soup that has pork in it, right? Now, this is for the French people, you know, whatever in need. So to cut it short, some of the Islamic, some institution or something, but they're not very powerful, were complaining because there's pork in it, it's something for the French. And the people complaining then because they're saying, what the hell is this? We're supposed to flip over to all this Islamic and other stuff, and they're in their country, you know. I really, you know, when I heard the other guy on your network, I think with Frosty, He's absolutely right. When they're bringing in these non-European foreigners, especially whether they're religious or otherwise, even ones with the small stores, I don't know whether they're legal or not, it makes more of a mess and inconvenience and more of a mess to the American people and causes more problems than not in a lot of ways, you know.
Well, you know, it's the international Zionists, really, that are responsible for that.
And, yeah, that's true.
They are encouraging. They have been behind all of these changes right from the beginning in immigration policy, and they want to flood this nation with all kinds of problems from overseas and peoples from overseas. And I'm not saying that we should bar them, but I, at the same time, I realize what they're doing. And what they're doing is they're basically changing the demographics of the nation so that they are making it an anti- or de-Europeanized nation, and they're turning it into a, quote, mongrelized nation.
Exactly.
And what that means is that they are dumbing down our nation as well, culturaling it down. So now we have people from Mexico and third world nations coming in, as I told you, defecating on the streets. They are absolutely, totally, and completely inhuman in the way they behave, many of them. That's their custom. That's their culture. We better get used to it. Whereas in Israel, for instance, they do not allow it. They do allow anyone who is not a Jew to become a citizen of the state of Israel. So, you see, that's the dichotomy that is foisted upon the American public. And the American public is not aware of it. They're not aware of what's happening and who's responsible for it.
Oh, but I'll tell you something. I wonder, you should check, what is that company that rates the radio shows? I forgot what the rating is.
Arbitron.
Yeah, right. I couldn't get the word. You should find out. See, I don't have the web access where I'm living, but you should find out because I got a funny feeling you have the most widely listened to show at night on shortwave within the shortwave audience. I know
it's very possible. But
I think it is. I don't have
any way of measuring that. We can look at the internet numbers and see they're pretty high. But when it comes to shortwave, I don't know of any way that can give us an accurate, because they don't survey those stations, you see.
Well, sometimes they do, because they did what Alex Jones one time.
Well, the people who get the diaries might, relate that. But I think they might discount them, to be perfectly candid with you. I'm not sure how they tabulate them, but it's like renegade radio, if you will, to them.
Yeah, well, to them it would be.
Exactly. Yeah. Whereas a traditional AM and FM stations is a different thing. That's what they count. That's what matters, because it's all about advertising, you see.
Yeah, that's true.
It has to do with selling ads, and that's what the rating system is for. Nothing else but for advertising commercial interests.
Right, yeah, because if you get more listeners, and you could subscribe, you could mention to your people who want to place ads.
You show them
more,
the book, you know.
Well, yeah, right. You show them the book, and we have more listeners than that show. Right. But
right,
I think these
you.
People should be barred. I think some of them should be.
Yeah, I agree.
And I think
there's nothing wrong with laying out a demographic that we had in this country prior to the mid-60s that specifies exactly where we will take people into our nation and make them citizens, allow them to become naturalized. How many? And the whole nature of the changing demographics of this country is indeed indicative of the times in which we live.
Yeah, it is. You're right. And the people should really decide. I don't think it should be even the Congress. I think the people should be, because it's really gotten ridiculous. Now, I talked to Frosty Wilbert, I'll say this, I hang up. He told me he went in London. He's been in London. He's been in France. He says it's a failure. He says, and if somebody out there listening, there was Helmut Kohl after he stepped down from his chancellorship in Germany.
Right.
He said that stuff that they're trying to force and integrate Germany, especially with, although it's not as crazy as France or England. I think France and England and the Netherlands are worse than Germany. But he said that it's a failure. And Frosty told me last night that it's a failure, or two nights ago. He said it's a failure. Okay, let you
All
go.
Right.
Nice
Thank
talking.
You, Henry.
Take care. Bye.
Good, interesting points. All right. And do we have another caller? Okay, Will in Missouri. Yes, you're next, Will. Hi.
How are you doing, Rick?
Good. Getting back to Missouri. How are you?
Well, I'm doing really well. We just had a Ron Paul meetup meeting, and I'm all charged up here. But Henry brought up a good point, but the direction that he was going with this old lady with the tall grass story, all right, we've heard about that quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
But that is directly tied to the International Property Maintenance Code system.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's a model code system.
Mm-hmm.
It is basically set up by FEMA.
Yeah.
It comes into counties and into the state through the flood hazard mitigation program.
Uh-huh, yes.
And basically what it, if anyone wants to really do some homework on it, it's easily done. They can buy that entire International Property Maintenance Code, which is money in the bank. It's really well worth your time, folks,
mm-hmm.
to get it.
Yeah.
For about $14. It's a little pamphlet.
Uh-huh.
You can get it. The IT or IP is ICCSafe.org. That's International Code Council. The ICCSafe, SAFE.org.
Mm.
And when you go there, what you'll find is that there is a whole new structure of codes that are being implemented all across the United States and around the world, international.
Mm-hmm.
But largely it's Western Hemisphere.
Mm-hmm.
Largely it's the North American entity, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And what this system basically is, it's the implementation of Chapter 7 of Agenda 21.
Right.
It's the developing the sustainable human settlement development.
Mm-hmm.
And it is well worth the time to read it, because what you'll find is if you go to your state emergency management agency's website, you will see that your state has implemented these international building codes, and that then each of the counties are encouraged through the regional planning authorities to do flood hazard mitigation planning.
Mm-hmm.
And then part of that flood hazard mitigation planning, their number one objective is the implementation of the international building codes. And that comes right back down to the hiring of a local code enforcement officer.
Mm-hmm.
And that code enforcement officer can indeed come out and take a look at your grass lawn
mm-hmm.
and say, well, it, we set a 2-inch limit in our town or in our county, and your grass is over 2 inches, or we said you cannot have a nappy weed in your yard, and you have nappy weeds, and therefore that's a fine. It's a code violation.
Mm-hmm.
And the municipality or the county can establish the fine. It's oftentimes what I've seen in southwest Missouri and northwest Arkansas runs about $250 a day. It's a misdemeanor. And every single day that code violation exists, it's another $250. And so what this basically is it's an end run around the eminent domain process, whereby in a very short period of time you can regulate and fine someone off of their property, where before you would have to go through the long and clumsy process of arguing eminent domain. So for the readers that have access to Agenda 21, you can go and reread Chapter 7, and in there you will find Chapter 0.7.59, and that is the promotion of a safety cult. And all of this comes back down through FEMA, right to SEMA in Missouri. That's the State Emergency Management Agency, but it's in every state of the union. And
now, but as a matter of practicality, do you know of any instances in which that has happened?
Absolutely. We just have it right here in Pineville, Missouri.
Talking about somebody not mowing the lawn, for instance?
Oh, yes. Right now in Pineville, Missouri, the county seat of McDonald County, they've just now hired a code enforcement officer, and he's out looking at lawns.
So now if somebody is to be cited, who would enforce these international laws?
The building department.
So they would be the Gestapo that would go and enforce it.
The code enforcement officer is the Gestapo, and he has the authority. And anyone, again, this booklet, it's not very many pages. It's about $14, I believe. You can get it right from ICCSafe.org.
Yeah.
And when you read that, you'll see the implementation ordinance that the county or the town can pass. It's already typed up for
mm-hmm.
them. And all they have to do is read it and say, all those in favor of adopting this, say aye, and now it's in. And then the next job that they have to do is they have to find a code enforcement officer. And then once they do that, they can begin fining. And you can be fined for having peeling paint. You can be fined for having an inoperative automobile in your yard. You can be fined if you're doing body work on in your yard, or you're trying to paint a car outside of a spray booth. You can be fined if your gutters are full of leaves. You can be fined for just about anything, Rick. It's well, dreadful. It's draconian.
And
but it's
wrong.
Real.
And it's unconstitutional as well.
Well, you know, that's just a piece of paper, Rick.
Right, right. I mean, you can't, in fact, to talk about invading the sovereignty of nations, that would be the epitome of that, wouldn't it?
Yes, it is. It's also basically, it's part of the implementation of Agenda 21, and part of what Agenda
right.
21 is trying to do is to change the system of land tenure. We're creating a new landlord, the county or the municipality,
yep.
and you, the person, are going to have to do all of the work to keep your house up to their standards.
Their standards, yeah.
Yes. And
we have organizations like Grow Smart. I don't know if you've heard of that. Also, the Advisory Committee on Intergovernmental Relations is tied in directly with the Council on Foreign Relations, the ACIR. And they have been doing this for years in legislatures and going across the landscape trying to implement land use policies that now we've gone beyond that stage to an international level.
And it is in place and it is operative. And the head of the International Code Council's foundation, the name escapes me right now, but when you go to the website, you'll see it. James Lee Witt, mm-hmm. I believe it is. And he is a former director of FEMA, and he is also now the head of the ICC, the International Code Council. So it's quite a circle.
Indeed.
But anyway, it was on to something. We just needed the right name.
Indeed it is. Thank you for bringing that to our attention, Will.
Thanks for
Appreciate
taking my call.
Appreciate it very
Rick.
Much. Okay, we'll be right back with more Uncensored Radio Free America with Rick Adams right here on Republic.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
Attention gardeners! If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, well, here's exciting news. There's a new product called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants. It works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. So what does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency Hybrix wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. To grow tasty fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Well, fellow cattle, fellow Eloi, here we are, the final few minutes of the broadcast, and, just a couple of items. Of course, as you know, in the news, we're talking about the worldwide situation, now the deteriorating situation, of course, in the Middle East, thanks to America's support for Israel and its meddling, and Mr. Abbas dissolving the, quote, unity government with the Hamas organization, originally begun and funded by the State of Israel, now, of course, having given a, quote, victory, a thumbs up in terms of a coup d'etat. Now, you know, if we're going to condemn it, we have to understand that the reality is that all we have done in the Middle East has been to support this total and complete ethnic cleansing of Palestine by the State of Israel. That is the reason why factionalism exists and why the government of Israel wants factions to exist so that it can claim that it is an ungovernable threat to Israel and to the United States to have Palestinians attacking and killing each other. Well, the fact of the matter is, this is totally and completely the result of this occupation, which, by the way, now, this occupation is in its 40th year, the 40th anniversary of the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, also coincides with the 40th anniversary of the conquest of Palestine, Arab East Jerusalem, and I agree with Professor Zunes, who, of course, has written his column in the Los Angeles Times, and that has to do with Jerusalem. Congress endorses the right of conquest. And he talks about the U.S. House of Representatives by an overwhelming bipartisan majority passing a House concurrent resolution, 152, congratulating Israel for its forcible reunification, quote-unquote, of Jerusalem and its victory in the 1967 war. I wonder if they will pass the resolution praising the Israeli attack on the USS Liberty, killing 34 American sailors. I would not put it past them to do it, ladies and gentlemen, these scumbags and these scoundrels and these footstools for Israeli macho terrorism. Is that what they call Islamofascism? Or is it what they call Zionazism? Yeah, the Islamofascist media in America, run by the Muslims, will not reveal the truth, unfortunately. Well, that's because the Muslims control the media, the Arabs control it, lock, stock, and barrel, and here you are, you're learning it tonight from Rick Adams, the independent media, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Shame on scumbags, all of them. All of them. Here you got Tom Lantos, the so-called, what is he, another Holocaust survivor? Widely recognized as the Democratic Party's chief foreign policy spokesman and, of course, co-sponsoring such legislation in the halls of Congress. Mr. Lantos, Robert Wexler, Gary Ackerman, Elliot Engel, Howard Berman, and a host of other Arab Americans. I kid you. Of course, I'm kidding. Anything but. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it. Time's up. Tomorrow night, we have scheduled Devi Kidd as our guest columnist. Devi Kidd should be a very interesting program. Join us then. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow night, 9 Central. Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio. Good night.
It's true, gold and silver.